Members of the commission, including Republican Representative Brad Wilson and Republican Senator Jerry Stevenson, took questions from attendees toward the end of the open house, which was set up to provide information about potential prison sites under consideration.
Jen's comment is the existing Draper site should be in the mix of options with a stated staged rebuild over time. The law should be amended in a special session to mandate this.
Wilson responded, expanding on the existing site will create an inefficient, quote, hodgepodge of buildings. He was also quick to point out the economic interest at stake, an estimated $1.8 billion in revenue with the creation of a high-tech business corridor where the prison now stands.
If we're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars fixing and rehabilitating a prison in Draper, it doesn't make any sense to rebuild it in the economic and job creation hub of the state of Utah. It just doesn't.
Stephanie Grecius is founder of the group Keep It in Draper. She wasn't satisfied with that answer.
It's like they're forcing development to happen in that one area, where in reality it'll happen all over the state. Utah's a business-friendly place. Businesses are coming here regardless.
Members of the commission also argued the state cannot fully implement newly enacted justice reforms the legislature passed this session without a new location and new facilities. One of the potential sites is in Salt Lake City near Interstate 80 and 7200 West. Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker attended the open house. He and members of the council released a joint statement opposing the location. The commission will hold two more open houses before it recommends a location in August. Whitney Evans, KUER News.